CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. 7 days before Election Day, Donald Trump spoke to supporters at Mar-a-Lago this morning.
Half of Americans are saying they're broke, they have no money. Two-thirds say they're living from paycheck to paycheck, and that's a record. We've never had that. To that extent, we've never, ever had that.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez was there.
He did talk about the rally that happened at Madison Square Garden. He talked about it, saying that he had never been to an event so beautiful, called it a love fest, and that no one has ever had a crowd like that. But no mention of those comments made about Puerto Rico.
Kamala Harris plans to make her closing argument later at the Ellipse in Washington. Her running mate, Tim Walz, is in Georgia.
Donald Trump does not love this country because he is incapable of loving anything other than himself. That's what it is.
Trump will later appear in battleground Pennsylvania, and reporter Torian Small is with his running mate in Michigan.
J.D. Vance has said previously that states like Michigan, states like Wisconsin are still in their area of concern. They feel like they have the Sun Belt on lock, so states like Arizona and Nevada. So they're going to put a lot of attention on these Midwest states.
While the cleanup continues from Hurricane Helene, it's far from life as normal for devastated areas. Jim Crisula has that.
One of the priorities in flood-ravaged Northeast Tennessee is to get people back to work. It's estimated some 700 people lost jobs because of the Hurricane Helene-related flooding. Jimmy Irwin is Emergency Management Director for hard-hit Unicoi County.
Some of the railroad has been shut down, the hospital being shut down, you got the rafting business that's shut down.
The state of Tennessee is offering people part-time work paying $25 an hour to help with storm recovery efforts. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
McDonald's is being sued over the E. coli outbreak. Allison Keys reports.
Two plaintiffs filed a complaint in a Chicago federal court saying they have had many symptoms associated with E. coli infection after buying quarter pounders this month. The lawsuit seeks damages for everyone in the U.S. who bought the burgers. A 15-year-old Colorado girl who ate three of them is hospitalized with complications from severe E. coli food poisoning.
75 people were sickened and 22 hospitalized. Slivered onions on those burgers are believed to be the source. Terry Garr has died. The comedic actor starred in films like Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, but she also appeared on stage and on TV.
I will not marry a wretched prince! I won't ever.
She was 79 years old. Her publicist says she suffered from multiple sclerosis. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a budget with no cuts of city positions, no service cuts, and a reduced property tax rate. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's 2025 budget proposal to the Common Council last night. The $94 million budget includes funding for updated public safety buildings, a new neighborhood cleanup program, and an accelerated lead pipe removal plan. A veteran firefighter with experience across multiple states has been chosen to lead the South Shore Fire Department. That's the department serving Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant in Racine County. Joseph Hoffman will be taking over from Interim Chief Joe Nitter. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now. fun is all through.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't lie now, you shouldn't lie.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Well, a scientific survey shows that men are not as empathetic to the female partner as she is to him. In fact, I think the scientists had trouble finding enough men who even cared enough to take the survey.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
So bad.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. And did you get your raking done yet? Do you have raking to do? Do you have the leaves falling?
I usually mow over it. I usually just, it just mulches it back in and puts it back into the grass.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, do you mulch it or do you bag it?
No, I just mow over it as much as I can. It gets to a point where there's some that has to be raked up, but mostly, yeah, I'll mow that stuff over.
I don't know if you remember. I think I was telling you this earlier this summer. We went on vacation earlier this summer, and the day before the vacation, I was mowing my lawn, and I broke two mowers that day because I've got a tractor and a hand push mower, and I broke both of them that day. And so I ended up getting a new push mower. I fixed the tractor and I got a new push mower. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this one, because my other one didn't handle the leaves well.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe this one will handle the leaves well. So I went out there Sunday, I guess it was. And I went out there and I pushed, over the leaves. And man, it picked it up so nicely.
And it's a mulching mower. Right?
It is a mulching mower, but yeah. I bagged it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got the option.
Yep. And so, but the problem was there were so many leaves that I would just do one swipe and it was time to, I was emptying the bag every swipe of the lawn.
I was going to add an addendum to that, that it's, if you are going to mow it, it's like a commitment every couple days.
Yeah.
So there's not that buildup.
Yeah. But the problem is, I don't know if it's, I've got two trees in the front yard that I have to deal with. Well, more than that, but I've got two main trees in the front yard that I have to deal with. And the one, all the leaves are off the tree already. And the other one has barely started.
Oh, so you're just waiting around. They're playing with you.
Yep.
They're laughing at you, Kurt.
And I've got the huge leaves on this other tree that hasn't fallen yet. So I don't know if the mower is going to be able to handle that because the leaves are ginormous.
Well, have faith in that mower. That's your first step. You have faith in that mower, and it's going to take care of problems.
I'm going to try it.
Then you worry.
I'm going to try it. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 77. Maybe a shower in the afternoon. We'll see.
somebody so that the dancer just won't hide.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a budget with no cuts of city positions, no service cuts, and a reduced property tax rate. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's 2025 budget proposal to the Common Council last night. The $94 million budget includes funding for updated public safety buildings, a new neighborhood cleanup program, and an accelerated lead pipe removal plan. Mayor Mason said the proposed property tax rate is the lowest it's been in 14 years. Once you're done voting in Racine County, you get to do it again. In less than a month, there will be a primary in the contest to be the next county executive. Four candidates have officially entered, with the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected death. The primary ballot features County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The primary is November 21st, with the two leading candidates facing off in a final election December 19th. Racine Unified wants your thoughts on renaming a school. A new chapter is starting for Red Apple Elementary as it prepares to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school. It's scheduled to open in just over a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming the school after Dr. Laurel Clark, a Racine native and astronaut who lost her life in the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Community members are being invited to share their thoughts on the potential name change through a link on the Racine Unified website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s, and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Right now it's 80.
From 1974, and When Will I See You Again on WRJN. Now, 3 Degrees and their songwriting and production teams were from Philadelphia. You know what else was from Philadelphia? The TV show Soul Train. And guess what? 3 Degrees provide the vocals for the theme song from Soul Train. We'll be right back.
so come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down.
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Ballman. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey back on the air? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
You who are on the road must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Your elders grew wide, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You are going to want to mark your calendar for a couple of shows that are coming up at Memorial Hall in Racine. The first one is Pure Soul, and that's going to be happening a week from Friday. Pure Soul is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, and it's coming up Friday, November 8th. You can get your tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events page at festivalpark.com, or you can be listening all week for Don Rosen to give you some tickets on his morning show here on WRJN. All right, that's coming up a week from Friday. The other one is a Fleetwood Mac tribute show, and that's coming up Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry, and sometime soon, Don Rosen will have some tickets to give away to that one. Otherwise, you can get your tickets at the event page at festivalpark.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
It's the Monkees on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports and weather on the way, too, after CCR on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN. San Francisco.
Time thing, people.